It's the Bad Advice Show.
Not good morning, not good afternoon, good night. Hey everybody.
We've been off all summer.
Yeah, man. This is the summer pre comeback. And I'm happy about that. Can I tell y'all just real quick before we start, like, you know, getting back into shit? This summer has been wild.
Has it now?
Yeah, I didn't have a wild summer. I feel like we all had individual wild summers.
Yes.
Kinda, yeah.
Nigga, fuck this summer.
It was rough. Was it rough for everybody?
Mercury Mercury was in Rick James, and fuck that.
I ain't even gonna blame astrology. I'm just gonna flat out say this is the first summer that we've fully been back out, and people who've been acting like they've been back out for the first time. Like, we talked about, like, oh, when we get back out, we're gonna be all. This was the first one that humans were humans again.
Yeah, but like Mel been saying, niggas have gone feral.
Yeah.
So
and
we
I
came
tried
back
to get
out.
Out in the streets. I tried to get out in the streets. Mm-hmm. I went back inside.
You want to know why? Because I honestly believe that like the other summers after COVID were test summers. This was.
This was the Thunderdome. This was the Kumite of summers.
Yeah.
I feel like if we wouldn't have taken the summer off, we was going to have to take the summer off.
Oh, we would have to take the summer, fall, evening moon, the summer solstice, and all that off. Because I'm telling
you, we wasn't
you,
making it out of June, baby.
Oh,
Believe that.
No, we were not. So I'm like, I thought it was just me. But like, yeah, this summer was summering.
Nah, like a motherfucker.
You know what? I don't even want to blame the summer, because like the summer is a joyous time, but people just was acting brand new this summer. Like they never experienced the freedom of warmth.
Shit. Trump caught 96 charges. This is a hell of a
they
summer
was dropped. They was dropping charges on Trump like Lil Wayne mixtape in the early aughts.
I'm not even going to say what we're going to talk about this season, but I'm telling you right now, between Trump, Tui's, and yes, Mel, wait, between Trump, the Tui's. And what else was happening? There's so much. Montgomery making everybody proud. I think this, the, oh man, I'm excited. I hope you're excited.
I don't want to hear shit about the South ever again.
Oh my, okay, Mel. All right.
I don't want to hear shit about the South ever again. Who knew that the folding chair would have the resurgence that it did?
Save it.
Who
Save
knew?
It. Save it.
Who knew? I feel like this whole summer was, who knew?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yeah, oh my God. This was a summer of, dude, you know what? I did enjoy the break, but now I'm like, we need to be back. We need to be back because honestly,
I needed to rest my brain.
Oh my God. You know what? I really hope people that listen to us know how good a break can be, even though how strenuous a break can be, also.
It's hard to say goodbye, but it's necessary sometimes.
Mid July, I was like, should we do a midsummer joint? Should we? And I felt like yeah, but then I didn't feel like yeah. I think we needed this break. I know we needed this break.
Yeah, everyone needs a break from every now and then. And now that we're back, oh man. You know what? I think we're gonna be that podcast that gets you through the year.
Yeah, because, but then like, in the summer, it's time to thought. In the summer, you need to apply all the bad advice we gave you through the year. I mean, we might do a little something next summer, but it's going to be something light.
Serum, you heard how Mel was talking about thotting in the summer?
Yeah.
It's time, it's time for thotting and bopping.
Yeah, it's time for bopping and thotting.
I tried to get outside a little bit. A little teach. I went back inside, but I tried to get outside a little bit.
Without giving everything away and just giving a sample of how your summer was, in one word, describe your summer.
Impoverished, nigga. I need a job.
Mine was tumultuous.
For me, it was discovery. Yeah.
Oh.
Ooh. Ooh.
Somebody did some weird shit.
Yes, I did.
Was it a DP summer?
Oh, no. It wasn't a DP. Mel!
What?
You set her up.
It was right there.
The thing about it, Mel, the only nigga Gordon is close enough to ask that is the one nigga that would body slam him if you asked him.
Would that be you?
Me. Yes. Hey, Serum, I got a proposition for you. So,
hear me out.
Immediate body slam, because I know where it's going. Because no nigga breaks down the conversation into a proposition that's finna ask you if you want to go get something to eat.
Yeah, because you just outright say, "I want to get something to eat." But like, yeah. If you have the proposition something, you want something weird. And no pun intended, deep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fair.
Anytime Gordon pulls me to the side and says, "Let me holler at you," I know that's nothing good coming out of that. Nothing good's coming out of that.
Can you actually answer the question, what's the weirdest thing Gordon has pulled you on the side for? Is that an answerable question?
Nope.
Yes or no? You don't have to tell me what it is.
No, it's not
an answerable question.
Do you want to? All right. So I'll give you a light answer of that. The the one time I did pull Serum on the side was when is our John Legend story, is when I wanted to tell John Legend my John Legend story.
Horrible idea. And don't even tell the people what you were talking about. Gordon was finna traumatize this Grammy Award winning singer with his story.
But you didn't do it?
No, someone blocked me.
I mean, that's being a good friend. I probably should have employed that before I DM Janelle James to tell her how much her character on Abbott meant to me. She hasn't unfollowed or blocked me, and I didn't get a restraining order, so that's a plus.
Wait, did you get a scene? Did you get a scene reply?
No, she did. She did reply. She did reply. She was very kind and gracious. It wasn't that she wasn't anything like that. She was just as nice and everything. It wasn't that. But like when I read it back, I'm like, this. If I got this in real life, I would not be surprised if all these words were spelled out in newspaper. And I had to backtrack and think about where I had gone wrong in life.
She wrote a ransom note of love.
Oh my God. I was like, bitch, it's not even, you have friends. Why didn't you just talk to them? What are you doing?
What are you doing? This is why. I'm scared to meet Tatiana Ali ever.
Why did I know? Bear with me. Why did I know that you would reach out to Tatiana Ali?
Bro, it is a deep-seated love and respect bordering on the bodyguard telling me, step back. I don't want you talking to her.
And the funny thing for me is, I'm like that with women celebrities and people I admire. Like if it's like a fine, I would meet whoever named fine Hollywood man and be more or less okay, because it's like, okay, hi, blah, 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 because it's like whatever would
it's just a man.
Fangirl out over Whoopi Goldberg.
We'll show your ass.
Absolutely. See, y'all better than me, because honestly, if I'm a fan of somebody, I will ignore you like you don't exist.
Oh, no.
One of my favorite artists. All right, I just quote myself. One of my favorite artists, I bumped into and I didn't speak to, even though I clearly had an opportunity. Well, no, I did speak to him. But
you didn't go into your whole spiel.
Nope. I didn't fan out because I knew that, like, all right, I'll give you your space. It was literally just like, oh, I see you. You see me? Hey, how you doing? Handshake and just walk away. And act like it wasn't nothing. I'm like, maybe I should have maybe I should have gave a little bit more. And then I was like, eh, you know what? Nope.
No, I but fan out. Me. I don't care.
I'm scared to meet outcasts.
Wait, you're scared to meet outcasts?
Scared to meet outcasts.
Are you allowed to say that out loud?
I'm not. I would pick up Big Boy. I would pick up Big Boy and hug him.
No, you can't do that, Jerome, because you probably would have an owl attack you or a kangaroo kick you in the chest. That motherfucker has a zoo.
Like, why is this a role on the show? He was carried off by an eagle.
He got grabbed by 16 owls and it was dropped over the Big Boy's estate fence. Let me tell you something that happened to me recently that has got me shook. Anthony Hamilton followed me on Twitter. Now I don't know what to say no more.
That's the thing about.
I wanted to pull a Janelle James.
That's the thing about following people or being followed by people who you admire. It's like, oh, so now I'm not funny or clever and I don't know how to spell now. Okay, cool.
Exactly.
No, you do, but you're just being mindful. Wow, is this going to be our mindful season? I don't want that.
I don't know.
Hell no. I'm finna let loose.
Oh, okay. I'm gonna let loose too. Ooh.
Wait, yeah. Gordon,
well, I'm usually so reserved. I don't know.
I was just finna say, does Gordon have a tight setting?
Yeah, I do. I've been holding back. This season's gonna be full throttle. Ooh. Full Monty, bad advice show.
Gird your loins.
Yeah. And I'm going to tell y'all, that other thing is going to be wild this year.
Ow. Oh, you, I watched so much TV that wasn't TV because there's still a strike. And please, everybody, if you don't want to see any more bad TV, which it is bad TV right now.
It's really bad.
Yo, we're...
Hey, the writers.
Seriously, because like people think that TV is still going strong and it's not. You're watching documentaries that they had on the shelf.
I just saw a lady get her butt sniffed, a stripper lady get her butt sniffed, and the lady told her to go wipe, and it was an argument after that. I don't want to have to see that again.
Mel, I don't know what you're watching. But I'm
it was star. On. It was on the timeline. Oh, don't worry. I'll share it with you. Don't worry, I got you.
Nobody who went to Dartmouth wrote that scene right there.
Not a soul.
You give it. Okay.
They darting in somebody's mouth, all right, but it's not like you talking about.
Oh.
Real quick, I want to stop both of y'all because I know most of the people that went to Dartmouth, and I'm going to let you know, Dartmouth ain't that institute that you think it is.
Hey man, I'm just going by the public relations thing that they got going.
about to get shot by somebody from Dartmouth.
You are definitely gonna do that, and I'm not gonna be able to help you.
I feel like a nigga from Dartmouth would shoot you with like a flintlock pistol.
Don't
like
worry.
Yeah, but nigga went to Dartmouth. He got a musket. That's
don't worry. Yeah. They'll miss. They'll miss, and they'll hit someone they really wanted.
Jesus.
Yeah, we're at our first live show. We're gonna see this nigga packing a musket at the back of the. Like, what has that nigga been doing for 45 minutes? Oh my God, that is a musket.
With a handlebar mustache. In the back, forging bullets. Wait, is that what you do
oh
to
my
bullets?
God.
Forge them? What they call it when you make your own bullets?
I know what you mean.
I know you know.
Yeah, I do.
Oh my God.
Because I make my own bullets.
Sarone, not this season.
Shit.
Y'all, I have become a farmer's market queen. That's one thing about me this summer.
Oh my God. Oh, why are we giving everyone cliffhangers? I like this though. Let's keep
I've
giving
been
everyone
cooking some by day.
Okay. All right. All right. So we're gonna be tackling second choice Ivy League schools.
Yeah. Did you say second choice? Oh fuck. Yeah, we gonna have I'm glad I could fight.
Me too, because that's gonna be ugly right there.
We gonna have to. And I mean I could probably help with some of the dudes. Not all of them, but a couple of them.
Hey, don't worry.
Like
about
the short
you.
The short ones that ain't too stocky.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you got them. You got the biology majors.
Yeah.
I'm not going
to. Are you? Are y'all English majors? Shit. Melvin to mop the floor with y'all ass.
Yeah.
With your pretty handwriting ass. You better get your own.
Step it in your chest.
Well, my cliffhanger is I did numshoes again. So we really need to get our Bad Advice Show wedding planning service together because. We can do that.
Not for real, because I be doing event planning, so.
Yeah. If y'all want a wedding done, we might be able to do it.
And I can Sarong MC.
Can play the guitar.
Yeah, I can MC and play the guitar and play you an original composition.
Sarong.
What?
So this is people's weddings, all right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Their parents are going to be there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You cannot do an original song about titties at these people's weddings.
As if that's not 13% of why people get married.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Shit. I probably should have discussed the parameters before I agreed.
Yeah, you probably should have.
Yeah, yeah. I forgot who I was dealing with.
As someone that's wedded people before, I just want to give a shout out to people that threaten the new family member. I forgot that's part of weddings.
Oh yeah, yeah. If you do it dirty, we're gonna do you in.
Welcome to the family, nigga. We got oil drums and land. Don't fuck mm-hmm. around. You will fuck find around. Out.
Quick lime and shovels.
That pig you pet will eat you.
You think
we
got
hogs? I was talking to my cousin about a little potential, and he was like, "He know who your people are. He know we." I'm like, yeah, they know. I don't think anybody who's met me thinks that my family isn't that though. So.
Can we, real quick before we go, can we just discuss why International Players Anthem should not be a wedding song?
I don't understand why it is. It's right up there with Let's Get Married and Pretty Wings. Why y'all love playing Pretty Wings at weddings? We've talked about this, though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
all of these are horrible musical choices.
I think people look at the visuals from the music video and they remember that. So they go, oh, that they got married. But if you listen to the words, they're threatening.
The whole time.
The whole time. Pretty Wings is a breakup song.
As is Before I Let Go, and y'all love dancing to that at weddings.
Yeah.
And it's literally in the title.
Before I Let Your Ass Go.
Oh my God.
Not well, Before I Let Go on the dance floor, it's Before I Let Your Ass Go.
And I know everybody was really waiting to know this, but I finally got my outfit settled for Beyonce next month. I am less than 1 month away from seeing the Queen.
Wait, where you seeing the Queen at?
Yeah, so one of my good girlfriends bought me a ticket, and I got floor seats to Beyonce, nigga.
Where at?
Oh, yeah, here in New Orleans.
Oh, shit.
We were supposed to be her last show, but Kansas City got rescheduled.
Mm.
So they got, the throwback pussy date.
Are you the silver show?
No, okay. I'm right after that. And thank God, because I got gold all up in my outfit. I'm right at the beginning of Libra season.
I don't know what y'all are talking about, but you brought up Libras and Zodiac. I do have a business proposition for you all, and I hope that you guys will all invest.
I'm going to listen before I agree this time.
I'm out before I hear.
Wow. Worst episode of Shark Tank ever.
Well, Sarong already knows where I'm going with this. It's a Capricorn bar.
Oh, let's yeah, I'm out. That.
A Capricorn bar?
We'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah. First episode, Capricorn bar, and why it's a horrible idea.
I'm with it.
I got one.
I'm with the episode. I didn't say I'm with the idea.
Oh, damn it. All right. I got to work on my pitches.
You know what? Fuck it. Fuck it. Fuck it. We ball. I'm in. Let's get into some bullshit. I'm with it.
That's how all my pitch meetings going to end.
Fuck it. We ball.
But yes. Oh, man. So you going to see the Quang?
I am. For Virgo season, because, she's a Virgo. She asked that everybody wear like silver and chrome and like, because that's the whole thing. And I'm going to be very spangly. I'm going to be very sparkly, but it's a lot of gold. So, no. I'm going to look like a beautiful peacock.
Yo, the way I would have came.
With titties.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be plenty of titties.
It's going to be so much titty. I'm going to let y'all know now. It's going to be a lot of titty.
What were you saying?
So much.
Oh, if I had tickets to the Beyonce show, I'm coming in an all chrome card piece. Like
if you had tickets to Beyonce, you have your titties out too. I know it.
Yeah.
Garden, I'm coming in too.
I'm coming in just a card piece. Like the nigga from Cameo, all silver.
Gordon West Indian, so he's gonna have a mesh shirt.
I'm gonna say this. I fought every urge when Beyonce came to New York, cause shout out to, and this is the only time now everyone hear me say this. Shout out to the New Jersey transit system, because they kept their trains running around the clock to make sure Beyonce fans got to and from that stadium. And
oh yeah.
Beyonce, but doesn't that mean she did something? I feel like her team was facilitating that, because
I believe so. I know so.
I know they did it in DC.
She did it in DC too. Beyonce traveled the country fixing the infrastructure problems. We've been asking for this shit in DC for 10 years.
It was beautiful.
The nation's capital's train stopped at 9:43 p.m.
And they said no.
Central time.
Central time.
We not even on Central.
Bro, Mountain like time. I gotta let both y'all know, like, whatever Beyonce team did to make NJ Transit go, hey, I know we be fucking up, but we can't fuck up these weekends.
Yo, who wants that kind of press, though? Who wants to be the one that fucks up Beyonce's show that's coming and going?
The press, they think she a Creole witch. They not fucking with her.
You know what? You might be right. Not like I. You know what? She might, if she ran for president.
Do we know that she's not?
Next thing you know, she got a jackhammer burying your drawers in front of City Hall.
Yeah, that's it for you. Levitate out the stadium and shoot lightning from her fingers. You don't want that kind of shit going on.
All I could think about is T.I. in the first Ant-Man. That's wizardry.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Well, T.I., even an Ant-Man in Disney film is wizardry by itself. Shout out to Tiny.
Jesus. So much. So much. This has been such a jam-packed summer. But we're going to be back next week.
We are going to be back next week. And this was just a taste of what we're going to be talking about. Oh, man. I miss you guys.
I miss you too,
little fella.
Okay. Wow. Listen.
And we have so many exciting things to share with y'all. So many new things. We're going to have some great guests this season. I am so excited. I can't wait.
Girl, I'm not even the shortest person you know. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, you don't have to be like that. The shortest people I know are my children.
Oh, my God. You're not shorter than my daughter.
Well, I'm
taller.
Yeah.
You're taller than one of them.
Yeah, you're taller than one of them.
Yes, the baby. No, but I'm
Boogie keep growing. Boogie keep growing and keep...
Yo, Boogie keep walking past me. I'm like, you know what? I'm not comfortable with this. Because he's
Boogie
growing
as
up
tall as you?
Almost. Because he growing up with good nutrition. I didn't. I got the 6'2 in spite of the motherfucking ramen noodles that I was eating every day. Jesus. This nigga growing up with vitamins, he's shooting up like a damn tree.
Vitamins in a bedtime.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. In a bed.
A good restaurant. Oh, okay. All right. I'm not going
to that wraps it.
That wraps it.
Thank y'all so much for joining us. Bad Advice Show back next week. That other thing back the week after.
Yep.
And we can't wait.
And we really can't wait. So all y'all be thank y'all for hanging in with us. Summer's over. Chaos ensues. Why did I say that?
Damn right. You goddamn right.
All right.
Peace out, everybody. As soon as I learn how to end this damn recording.
Exactly.